And would you give us that very brief account of that one incident that came to your mind before?
Well, the story I like to remember best of my grandfather was where he rode horseback 45 miles to Burlington to enter on a certain 40 acres that he lacked to finish out his tract of land, some 600 acres. They had to stay all night in Burlington, and there he met a young man who was coming west to locate. He fell in love with this young man so much that he loaned him that $100 to enter on the piece of land he had so much coveted. And I like this because it's the spirit of those old pioneer days.
Thank you, Dewey Stevens, the spirit that has prevailed all through this century. Now back again to Bill.
Herb, you had one of the older gentlemen. I have a young fella, James G. Pierce, who represents Evergreen Farm from Columbus Junction down in Louisa County. Jim, what's the G stand for?
That's for Gray, for my great-great-grandfather, James Gray.
Do you recall any of the circumstances in his coming to this country and founding the farm?
In 1839, he sent a man ahead from Columbus, Ohio, to pick a farm with water, wood, and rock. In 1840, he came on out by covered wagon, and the place still has a stream, a large timber, and a limestone quarry in operation.
I know the farm is known for its good livestock. Was your great-grandfather also interested in good cattle?
He led 3 head of cattle with him in 1840. And since 1882, we've had a registered herd of shorthorns.
Thanks a lot to you, James G. Pierce. Now back to Herb.
All right, Bill, and I will remember that herd of shorthorns because I helped show against that herd once or twice. It's very nice. Well, now let's go to another one of our Centennial Farms representatives, and I believe that she has the distinction of representing the family that has the oldest farm of those families here in the studio today. She is Mrs. A.W. Anderson of Lynn County, is that?
Henry County.
Of Henry County. Oh, my, we must get that straight, by all means. Mrs. A.W. Anderson of Henry County. How old is your farm, Mrs. Anderson?
It was homesteaded May the 16th, 1836.
110 years old. Congratulations to you, Mrs. Anderson. We wish we had a lot more time to visit with you. We just don't have the time, so we're going to say congratulations to you and all the others who've got those farms that old and those over 100 years. You will enjoy the certificate, I'm sure, won't you?
Thank you, yes.
All right. Dale Barton, now you have a record on some other longtime farms represented by families here in our studio this noon.
Right, Herb. And first of all, we want to honor one of the old-time farm families, J.C. Frame of Salem, 110-year-old farm. Going very quickly over the list of the others, Mrs. William Allender of Fairfield, Theodore Blake of Minneapolis, Lorraine B. Cady of Danville, William Cashman of Letts, Mrs. Dora Halford E. Chasey of Knoxville, Ralph Dykstra of Otley, Clark Everts of Wayland, O.E. Gardner of Chillicothe, F.N. Flander of Keota, Mrs. Lyle Marsh Hyle of Des Moines, Elmer Heining from Flores, W.T. Howell from Bloomfield, A.C. Hunter from Cranston, Emmett Jacobs from Mount Pleasant, Cecil King from Knoxville, Maurice Laughlin from Batavia, John R. McClintock from Brighton, Miller Sisters from Kelowna, H.C. Moore from Milton, and Raymond Stacy from Brighton, Harry Smith, Mount Pleasant, Mrs. Mary Warner, Melbourne, C.R. Winsel, Selma, Charles Wilhoit, Batavia, S.B. Worth, Monroe, and finally C.H. Watson from Witt Richland.
All right, Dale. And quickly now, just a brief visit with two others. L.F. Richardson of Keokuk County has one of the larger families now on the farm. How many children on your place now?
4.
And what generation is that?
The third.
Third generation. Your grandfather started that farm how many years ago?
He entered it in 1845 and got the deed in 46.
I see, 100 years old. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Richardson. Now here's another one. We've talked about the number in the family. Here is Harold Burge of Lynn County, who I think can boast the most generations on the same farm. First of all, how many generations?
6 generations.
6 generations. When was the farm founded?
1838.
108 years ago. Thank you, Mr. Burge, and congratulations.
Very interesting, Herb, Bill, and Dale. We'll hear the names of other Centennial Farm families presently, and we'll call on State Secretary of Agriculture Harry Lynn for his message, too. But first, and very appropriately, we turn to our charming soloist, Lucia Thorne, for a song every Iowan loves, Meredith Wilson's Iowa.
Iowa It's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's the robin in the willows. It's the postmaster's friendly hello. Iowa, it's a beautiful name. You'll remember it wherever you roam. It's the sumac in September. It's the squeak of your shoes in the snow. It's the Sunday school and the old river bend. Songs on the porch after dark. It's the corner store and a penny to spend. You and your girl in the park. Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's a promise for tomorrow and a memory of long, long ago. Iowa, what a beautiful name. When you say it like we say it back home.
Now back to Herb and the Centennial Farm's recognition.
In addition to the Centennial Farm families here in the studio, who we've already acknowledged and some of whom have already been interviewed, we'd like also to tell our listeners that we're sending Centennial Farm certificates through the mail to quite a number of other Iowa farm families who have qualified for this award. Those certificates will be sent out next week. Certificates are on their way to six counties where Centennial Farms are exactly 100 years old. In Jefferson County, it goes to Mrs. Beulah Harward Thomas. In Jefferson County, to Mrs. Daisy Gilbert, and also to Paul Maury. In Madison County, to Sarah Elizabeth Clanton Peffley. In Van Buren County, to Ira Pratt. And in Wapello, to the Charles Sands family. And in Washington County, to H.A. Duesenberg. 101-year-old farms are owned by Mrs. Claude Stump in Dallas County, W.D. Merritt in Jones County, Willard Brown in Keokuk, Joseph Henderson in Monroe, and C.B. Holland in Lee County. Possibly we should explain that in addition to these now being acknowledged, there are other farms who have reported farms in their family's hands 100 years or more, but they have not yet sent us the certificates, the certified statements we need before we can furnish the certificates. Certificates go to four other farm families whose homes are 102 years old and who have sent us the certified statements. In Davis County, to Thomas Harbor. In Johnson County, to Lewis Heitzman. In Jones County, to Laverna Miller Klein. And in Van Buren, to Mrs. W.E. Baker. 103-year-old farms are owned by O.R. Blakeway in Des Moines County, Clarence Schweitzer in Jefferson County, Miss Louise Snockenberg in Keokuk County, and also to William Snockenberg in Keokuk. Two Lee County farms for which we have received the certified statements and which will receive certificates for 104-year-old farms are those owned by J.P. Graham and W.N. Sage. Another 104-year-old farm is owned by William Britton in Washington County. 105-year-old farms are owned by Roy Tapper in Clayton County, Frank Abraham in Henry, Kenneth Johnson in Lee, Frank Holland and W.H. Spencer in Van Buren, and Charles Anderson in Washington. 106-year-old farms, for which we have received certified statements, are owned by C.S. Robertson in Jefferson County and T.H. Houston in Washington County. Certificates are also on the way to owners of 107-year-old farms. In Des Moines County, to Levi F. Bryant. In Henry County, to Emmett Jacobs. He was here today, and we're glad that he was able to come. In Jefferson County, to Parvin Howell, to Sam Simmons, to W.D. Gilbert and Raymond Coop. And in Lee County, to I.C. Bell. 108-year-old farms are owned by W.A. Patterson in Henry County, Lillian May Murray in Jefferson, Morris Kelso in Johnson, Bessie Newberry in Lee, and Ellsworth Buckles in Van Buren County. And a certificate goes to Jefferson County for a 110-year-old farm owned by Gerald McWilliams. A 112-year-old farm in Louisa County is owned by H.C. Brown. And down in Lee County, special recognition goes to J.W. Bussar, whose ancestral home was founded 119 years ago when an ancestor of the present member of the family squatted on that place back in 1827 and later was able to purchase some of that land. Squatting, of course, is a term they used in those days when they received, when they took over some of the land, and that's the term as it was sent to us. Other farms who are 100 or more years old will receive certificates if they will send us the certified statements. It's fitting and proper now that the concluding speaker on our Centennial Farm Program be the highest agricultural official in the state, Secretary of Agriculture Harry Lind. It's a privilege to present Mr. Lind.
Thanks, Herb. In behalf of Governor Blue and as Secretary of Agriculture for Iowa, I regard it an honor to extend congratulations to the Iowa farm families who have owned and operated their land for 100 years or more. It will be a real pleasure to attend the WHO luncheon this noon, at which Centennial Farm Certificates, signed by Governor Blue, will be awarded representatives of the pioneer families who have contributed so much to the permanency of Iowa agriculture and to the welfare of the nation. I have one of the certificates before me. It is a very impressive document with its heading, Iowa Statehood Centennial, 1846 to 1946. And its other inscription, including the statement that the certificate of recognition is to the family for the continuous contribution this family has made to Iowa agriculture. It is my sincere belief that by owning and farming the same land for a century or more, each family in the Centennial Group has done much to add to the stability of its home community and to make Iowa the great farm state that it is. As most of our listeners know, Iowa ranks first in the production of corn, hogs, eggs, poultry, grain crops, numbers of horses, value of all livestock, and in many other agricultural achievements. Iowa likewise ranks at or near the top in the dairy production and in many other fields. Likewise, of extreme significance is that Iowa is first in the nation in literacy and in improved farm lands, with 25% of all the nation's grade A land within its boundaries. As I review these achievements and consider the contributions Iowans made in wartime food production and in other fields, I feel it highly fitting that the state of Iowa, together with WHO, pay this tribute to those courageous pioneers who settled Iowa's fertile acres a century or more ago, and to their descendants who have maintained these farms in such a way as to keep Iowa at the top in world agricultural leadership.
Harry Lind, thank you for your part on our Centennial Farm Salute, and to your congratulations and those of Governor Robert E. Blue, may we of the Central Broadcasting Company add our tribute to all those families who have helped so materially in making Iowa the greatest agricultural state in the world. Be with us again next Saturday when Herb Plambeck and Bill Diamond bring us another program of special interest to Farm and Home, a program in which WHO salutes all those rural school children who have contributed so much to rural fire prevention. The 503rd Corn Belt Farm Hour was produced in the studios of WHO, Des Moines. Time?